Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Offices One Call That's All Studios at the Avenue.
Party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust. Woo. Presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo. It's a party, baby.
He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. Josh DiMaggio running the show. Our boy Ryan Wollersheim holding it down. What up, Wooly? At the ESPN Madison Studios downtown off the Capitol Square. You, the Scalzo and Brust family, calling, texting 800-990-3776 and 800-990-ESPN as the NFL world continues to turn its attention to 2023 season. Woody Johnson continues to get anxious about things happening. Mark Tauscher will join us approximately 5:30. And speaking of Tauscher, Ben Brust put on his Jason Wilde hat today on Wilde and Tauscher.
Cool.
How'd it go?
It went well. I had a lot of fun talking with Tauscher. I by no means am Jason Wilde, not a journalist. Don't know how to even like write an article. Don't even know where I'd begin there.
Do you think you did a better job than Jason normally does?
No. I did my own job as good as I could do. Why are you putting me in that spot?
Because it's funny?
I mean, I'm going to believe that I did a fantastic job. I don't think you have to compare the two. You know what? You should ask Tausch that at 5:30 today. Okay. But the biggest takeaway that I had was... Tauscher thinks that the Packers have set Jordan Love up 100% for great success in the 2023 season. And I think that's crazy talk. I really do. Is he in a position to succeed? I could make an argument for it, but I'd make an argument that he's not more than that he is. Because when you think about this, Greg, the Packers haven't done anything except sign Akeeshawn Nixon to make the special teams better. And I know that all of what the Packers can do to make the team better will make Jordan Love better, but you still have to have pieces on offense to make it easy for him. And I think it's a little bit irresponsible to say, hey, we have Romeo Doubs, we have Christian Watson, we're going to roll those two guys out with a quarterback that is in his fourth year, with not a lot of experience. Putting inexperience out there with inexperience, to my opinion, does not mean you're leading someone to success. If you want to cite the offensive line, I agree, it's strong. If you want to cite the running back duo tandem, I agree, it's strong. But Aaron Rodgers, an MVP, 2 years in a row before last year, had the exact same guys, plus Alan Lazard, who's no longer there. The Packers haven't added anything to that offense. So for me to sit here and act like Jordan Love is set up for success, I can't do that. I just can't. And even whatever they do in the draft ain't going to change my mind either, because we know how long it takes for guys to develop in the draft, especially when they come to the Green Bay Packers.
800-990-3776. Are you on Team Brust or Team Tauscher? 800-990-ESPN. Do you think Jordan Love has been set up for success or not? A classic Brusty move to just take the topic they talked about on Wilde and Tauscher earlier today and put it onto Scalzo and Brust, because Wilde and Tauscher already ran a poll on this, I believe. Is that correct, Joshy?
That is correct.
They did indeed.
We call this one a Josh DiMaggio. What were they talking about on Wilde and Tauscher? Let me put it on the show sheet.
Wait, I thought it was Scalzo and Brust.
It's both.
It is today.
It is today. We'll pull up the
It was 65-35. A lot of response, though, and everyone cites the strong O-line and running back situation, and it's like, okay, great. That's fine, but what does that mean for Jordan Love? Because it was the same situation for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the no side. Do I think they put him in a position
Team Russ, just say it.
I'm on the no side. I don't think the Packers have necessarily put him in a position to succeed as a starting quarterback, but I think success is also in the eye of the beholder, right? I think that you could look at things from a very variety of different lenses, right? Like a success for Jordan Love just having a decent year, or a success for Jordan Love having a decent year and winning. And I think that's the biggest thing that you have to establish, because I think he's in a decent position to at least be able to start his career. I don't think he's in a decent position to make the playoffs based on how this Packers team is currently constructed. It is indeed 60-40 right now as far as the Packers putting Jordan Love in a position to succeed as the starting quarterback this season. Obviously, the weapons are not existent. You have an oft-injured wide receiver who showed flashes in four games last year, a fourth-round pick wide receiver who you anticipate getting better. But the biggest thing for the young team and the young core is all of the criticisms that happened, not necessarily from the quarterback last year, Aaron Rodgers, but from the coach. Like, when your coach is calling out practice habits and what guys are doing off the field and how that's affecting the things that happen on the field, I worry about what those guys are doing ultimately to get that much better heading into this season. And that wide receiver position is one that continues to get more and more top heavy and more deep in terms of great wide receivers around the NFL. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. We'll go to Logan in Deerfield. Logan, welcome to Scalzo and Bros, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. What do you got?
I don't think he's in the greatest position, mainly because he doesn't really have a outlet. You know, we got good young wide receivers. We got good running backs. But at the same time, it's always good to have a good tight end. You know, Tanyan is coming off injuries and stuff, so.
He gone.
I'm just, yeah, oh, he gone.
Bobby Tanyan is now a member of the Chicago Bears.
Ooh, that's even more painful then. I mean, you know, at that point, who are you going to rely on at tight end? You know, Mercedes hit you know.
Thanks for the call.
He's got to go.
Jeez,
Mercedes is going to be a Jet.
Mercedes, Josh.
Yes, M-A.
Lewis is going to be a Jet. Tunyon's a Bear.
Yeah, I mean, there's one man that can build this team into a success offensively.
Let's go!
Josiah DeGuara.
He's crushing skulls and catching passes.
Jake in Milwaukee. Jake, welcome to Scalzo and Bros, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. What do you got?
Hi, guys. I don't think Jordan Love is right now set for success, because I don't think he has established weapons on the outside, like in the wide receiver. His wide receivers are young, but he doesn't have, like, a Davante Adams, someone like that, you know, that can help lead him, I believe.
Right,
I mean, thanks for the call. Right to the point. And I think that's the thing, is I am very excited about Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson, but earlier today on Woolley and Tausch, when Tausch was doing he had a span like cool. Randy Moss. No, we Greg Scalzo almost popped a blood vessel when Homer was doing he's like Randy Moss, you know, this Watson guy. It's just not true. He had a great four games in a span in which he had a lot of touchdowns. But in
he had
terms
a great four games, it's Aaron Rodgers throwing him the ball. Like
correct.
An all-time great quarterback throwing him the ball.
And that doesn't matter if you like Aaron Rodgers or not. Like, this is Jordan Love. We don't know what we're going to get. To assume that Christian Watson can have the same production with a guy in his first year as a starter versus a first ballot Hall of Famer, I think is disingenuous.
800-990-3776. Get 800-990-ESPN. Ron in the Key says, 1, I knew Josh was going to hook that guy. 2, I see Ben wore the dress quarter zip today. Talking about Ben's Mercedes quarter zip. Yes.
Shout out Zimbrick European off the Beltline and Rimrock Road.
Ryan in McGuanago says, I'm team not Tausch. 262 wants us to define success for Jordan Love in 2022. three. And I think we all
Matt LaFleur tempered it. Yeah, I'm sorry I jumped all over you.
No, it's fine. It's just if you have something to say, say it. Otherwise,
no, I mean, Matt LaFleur tempered the expectations. Vegas set the line at 7 wins. I think this is the problem that I'm having figuring out is we have Packer fans that have called in and have said that the Packers can be a wild card team, that they can win 11 games. Like, if you have the expectation that they're only going to win 6-7 games, then I'm fine with you saying the expectations are he has 3,500 yards and they win 6 games. But I have a feeling that's not going to be okay to the Packer fan standards, even with Matt LaFleur lowering expectations.
So let's take a look at reasonable expectations, right? Aaron Rodgers in his first year with the Packers threw for how many yards? 4,000?
4,000.
Over 4,000. Take a quick look. See how many yards it was exactly. Who is adding up? Like, who's catching the ball to get you to 4,000 yards is my big question here. Because you are going to have to rely quite a bit on those rookie wide receivers. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776.
4,038 yards.
All right, we'll call it a clean 4,000. Dan and Sheboygan, welcome to Scalzo and Bras. We're presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. What do you got?
I think Christian Watson is guaranteed to improve. He played for a smaller school that threw the ball like 8 to 10 times a game. He missed a lot of training camp. And even during the season, he was often injured. If he's healthy and he has a full off season with Jordan Love, the sky's the limit for Christian Watson. I think he could take 2 or 3 steps. I think Romeo Doubs can also improve. Dollar Carl is right. They have to improve tight end. If they don't improve the tight end position, there's a problem. A good tight end would make it even better for Watson, for everybody. I think he just has to make smart decisions. They might run the ball more than they pass it next year. They're two best players in offense. They're two running backs.
Hey, Dan, real quick. Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs are going to be the best wide receiver duo for the Packers since who?
It's too early to say. I mean, they got to get another wide receiver. They got to get some wide receivers in for camp. I don't know if they're going to be the starters. Has anybody signed Adam Thielen from Minnesota?
Yes, Adam Thielen has signed, I believe, with the Carolina Panthers. Thank you for the call, Dan in Sheboygan.
What happened to taking 2 to 3 steps?
I don't know. That's the fascinating thing is I think it's easy for people to just say, like, you have two stud wide receivers, and you've got this guy in Watson who the biggest concern has to be for him is availability. Like, he's obviously fast, he's obviously tall, you could work hopefully on the hands and the confidence and the route running and all the other things that would make him a better, more legitimate NFL wide receiver, but the guy's got to be on the field in order to get better. If you're telling me that you've got two studs who are ready to carry the load, given the lack of tight end and the inability for the coaching staff to involve the running backs in the passing game, even though both of them can catch balls, then those two wide receivers are going to have to add up to probably 2,000 yards receiving, like, at least. So
how the heck does Jordan Love get to 3,500 yards right now?
So that's why that's why I asked the question that I did to Dan and Sheboygan. But I'm curious as to how great people think that Watson-Dobbs combo is going to be.
And one quick thing, it's just fascinating to hear the caller say, well, they need to get better at tight end. Where was the priority the last 2 years at that position, right? It's just like, it's so funny now, like, that, like, the Aaron Rodgers train is moving on. It's, well, we just got to get these guys, bring them in. Now, you just better temper your expectations on all of those positions as well, because you're not going to get any stars at this point in free agency. And if you draft somebody, everyone's going to be overhyping that. But something we can't overhype enough is the Day of the Badger. Dayofthebadger.org. That's right. Dayofthebadger.org. I gave my gift today to help get us over 5,500 gifts. That's 5,677 gifts made. There is 45 minutes and 30 seconds left for you to get to dayofthebadger.org. $1.3 million have been given to the University of Wisconsin to help keep it a world-class institution. You can double the impact. You can share on social with hashtag Day of the Badger. Tons of different funds. Tons of different schools and colleges. Get to dayofthebadger.org and make your impact for the world's greatest university.
Ryan and McGuanago chimes in and says, people are so anti-Rodgers, they will say and believe anything. That feels like a direct shot at Josh DiMaggio, but I don't know if it was or not. 800-990-3776, 800-990-ESPN. We'll open up the phone lines to talk with you, the Scalzo and Brust family, off of the conversation from earlier today on Wilde and Tausch. Is Jordan Love being put in a position to succeed by the Packers in 2023? This is Scalzo and Brust, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
I got a knocking in my knee that I wobbled in my walk, and I'm trembling.
Weird song choice?
Yeah, a little. This isn't a normal jump perplex right now, Josh. Did you hit the random...
Sorry.
Josh, mute yourself.
I just wanted to tell you guys that I got a little bit of a sneeze to happen there. Because it sounded weird. I started to talk and I stopped. It's a dramatic effect. Ever heard of it? We're entertainers.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All of the lights.
Bud Light, Ben Bross, Greg Scalzo, Josh DiMaggio, Ryan Wollersheim, you, the Scalzo and Bross family. Jordan Love, what's it going to look like this upcoming year? How much is Christian Watson and Romeo Doubs going to play into that? As we think about what it means to position Jordan Love for success this year, what's the most important aspect that the Packers need to work on in order to position him for success? Is it the coaching staff? Is it how they call the offense? Is it getting the run game going? Is it the health and consistency of an offensive line? That I do wonder if maybe we still have a little, we're still overrating that offensive line a little bit. And I say that because the interior of that offensive line isn't what it used to be. Josh Myers had a bad year last year, whether people want to admit it or not. They suffered having lost Adam Stenovich, working closely with the O-line as the O-line coach because he had to jump up two spots to take on the offensive coordinator duties after Nathaniel Hackett and Luke Getsy left. What plays into it? All 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. We'll start with our guy, Sorrell, in Milwaukee. Sorrell, welcome to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. What do you got?
Whoa, good day, boys. I'm privileged and honored to be able to talk to you guys so quickly. I'm from Milwaukee. I've been a fan for 15 years. I'm a young man. I enjoy my Packers. This entire thing has been disheartening. You're talking to someone who thinks Aaron Rodgers is God's gift to football. But much of this is fear of the unknown, and I understand it because I feel like that when Aaron first started quarterbacking for us. I'm hopeful that we can rely on the naivete of the young players. I'm hopeful that they go out there and they're so green that they don't know what they don't know, which can be a good thing sometimes in professional football. Let's give these guys a chance to go out there and play some football next year. But am I super stoked? Am I super confident? Hell no. This is Willie Rogers we're talking about. This is Willie Rogers we're talking about. And he's somewhat irreplaceable. So let's just see what we can do next year. I think we're heading towards a somewhat average season for what it's worth. Thank you, fellas.
Great call, Sorrell in Milwaukee. Thank you for calling in. I like that idea, right? There is some element of a young team that doesn't know any better, just playing fast and having fun and lower expectations. And do I think it's going to amount to like a conference championship game or a home playoff game at Lambeau? No. But do I think that there is a benefit to that that maybe hasn't been accounted for? Yes. Like, I do think that when you hear Matt LaFleur try to temper the expectations, the entire thing should be about, for this Packers team, just like go out there, have fun, play fast, play with your hair on fire, hit hard, like
take chances, be creative.
It's okay to throw interceptions. It's okay to make a mistake, but go out and like that, I hope, is the message. I don't know if that will be Matty LaFleur's message. That's not Matt LaFleur's personality. But you do see random teams go out there. And like the Lions, in a weird way, was one of them where they were just like, no expectations. We're going to go out. We're going to hit hard. We're going to have fun. We're going to have swag. We're going to play. And they end up winning some games, but they reached their ceiling there.
4th and 12 on our own 40. We're just going to, fake punt. Let's do it. We're not in a situation where, like, again, we're fighting for a playoff spot. Let's do that. Like I said, it'd be interesting to see Matt LaFleur do that. What scares me about this mindset is I think it's all great. Like, hey, yeah, like let's go out there and see what Jordan Love's got. Happy-go-lucky, whoop-de-doo. And then you get your brains beat in by a team that has a foundation and a structure. I mean, think about last year. One thing that scares me, especially when you think about – having Aaron Rodgers and having a lot of these guys on the roster last year is the Tennessee freaking Titans, after the Packers won a big game on a Thursday night quick turnaround, Ryan Tannehill threw for 300 yards, and the Titans came in there with an identity and smashed mouth the Green Bay Packers, right? Like, I still need the Packers to have more of an identity than, like, the shucksy doodles, like, let's go out and play.
But if the idea is we're winning 7-8 games and doing that, like, yeah, they're going to get hammered sometimes. But if that's the attitude that everybody has and Packers fans are willing to give up on Titletown and give up on this idea of championship or bust and, hey, this is who we are. We're a championship-level organization. And, hey, let's have a Lions year where we can have a little bit of fun. I think that that's a healthy way to go about it. And I think people will end up more excited to watch this team if they have that mindset. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. We'll go to Jeff in Waukesha. Jeff, we're presented by Bud Light on Day of the Badger. What do you got?
Hey, I was just thinking our first round, I think we got to go defense, probably defensive line, just to keep the scores down to help Jordan Love throughout the season. And also, I got something, I couldn't believe it. I'm at a barricade. Railroad barricade on Broadway in Waukesha, and I couldn't believe it. A Love train came by.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, Jeff in Waukesha.
Are you related to Mark and New Berlin?
Love
it's spreading.
Tonight wins.
Oh, God.
It was unbelievable.
Thank you, Jeff in Waukesha.
The clowns are everywhere.
My favorite is he goes, the Love train. Nine wins. Nine wins is going to be a success. Again, 365 days ago, you had first team All-Pro quarterback and wide receiver Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, and 365 days later, we're talking about nine wins as the goal with Jordan Love and Christian Watson. Now, it is a reset button, and you take a look at the next 5 years, maybe it'll work out, but that's quite a different mindset.
Still willing to fund the Mark and New Berlin Show Me the Love billboard, which he has not followed up with.
Not followed through at all.
Yeah, kind of disappointed in that.
I did agree to pay for that, huh?
Well, and that's the thing is this is spreading like wildfire. People are looking at trains in Waukesha and thinking of Jordan Love.
Austin in the 414 chimes in and says, did you guys see the touchdown Love threw to Watson versus Philly? They can build chemistry. Yes, saw it. Nice. Exciting. What is the Christian Watson expectation? Because I think just as interesting as Jordan Love, because it feels like fans are anticipating Watson immediately ascending to number one NFL number one wide receiver status. And that's a heavy ask for a guy who a previous caller, I believe it was Jeremiah in Brisbane or something like that, had mentioned that the guy hasn't played a lot of football. And that means you have two or three steps to take. But it also means that he hasn't played a lot of football, which means he has a lot of skills to refine, including just overall feel of the game. He wasn't playing in the SEC where, okay, he was injured a lot last year, but once he's healthy, a Jameson Williams or a Jackson Smith and Jigba, which I'm going to mess up that name a thousand times between here and the draft. Like, those guys, although injured, or Jamar Chase's final year of college, you take a full year off almost. You still had a good feel for the game at playing at a high level. Watson, I thought, was really impressive last year, but he was also really impressive in some jump ball situations and some deep ball situations that you can replicate. It's not like he had a skill set where he was consistently getting open against the opposition when it was third and five and you needed a first down and you knew that you could go and look to him to make a play.
There were end arounds, there were crossing routes against zones, like there were long developing plays to your point of like, I'll even take it a step further. When he was in college, he wasn't catching a ton of passes, which also means he wasn't going against, as you mentioned, those wide receivers that play in the Power 5 schools. You're going against some guys every week in your conference play that might be playing on Sundays lined up in front of you. So your only way to get open is to develop some of those intermediate skills that I think he has to develop in order to become wide receiver one. But that's more of what Dobbs is going to bring. So I think they're an interesting combo, but they're still not nearly as polished as they need to be the duo that everyone, I think, thinks they can be potential, I don't know, both be 800, 900-yard guys. That's a big, big expectation for two second-year guys.
Hilsey chimes in, 800-990-3776, and calls Ben a hypocrite. So Ben is telling us to temper expectations for Jordan Love and the Packers, but Matt LaFleur shouldn't?
Again, I'm fine with him tempering expectations, but I'm not fine with him in the way that he phrased it. Jordan Love's a progression. He's trying to build this, that, temper expectations. I think Matt LaFleur could have said, like, I'm really excited for Jordan to step into this role. He's going to grow with the pieces around him, right? Like, it was just like, it felt like he knew something that we shouldn't know. Like, the tone was more like, I'm scared bleepless that I'm losing Aaron Rodgers, not I'm excited to build with Jordan Love. It was
Appleman the Orchard chimes in. He's pruning right now. Very excited to visit Jacobson's Orchard coming up, hopefully this summer. Says, I'm definitely Team Brust in the Team Brust versus Team Tausch debate, whether or not Jordan Love's being put in a position to succeed in 2023. Appleman continues, as I said last year, they need experienced receivers. And that gets back to this idea of Aaron Rodgers struggled with these weapons last year. How could Jordan Love be put in a position to succeed? And when you think about being put in a position to succeed, immediately American Family Insurance jumps to mind for me. Because as a first-time homeowner, I was put in a position to succeed by working with AmFam. Because I had my renter's insurance in college through AmFam, and then I had auto insurance with my agent, Katie. And we got to know each other. We became friends. And it was somebody I knew, somebody I trusted, somebody that I could ask basic questions to, and somebody that was going to put me in a position to succeed. So it was a no-brainer when it came to buying a home, where we were going to go and work for our home insurance, right? And that's American Family Insurance, because not only do they make buying that first home, getting home insurance simple, especially for first-time homeowners, not only do they have policies designed for first-time homeowners, but the best part about it is you have a dedicated insurance agent, somebody who has your back, somebody you get to know, you build a relationship with. So when we needed to submit a claim, which is why you have insurance in the first place, we had one call, we understood what we had to do, and they over-delivered every step of the way. That's what you get with American Family Insurance Plus. When you protect both your home and auto with American Family, you can save up to 28%.
According to a study, smelling other people's sweat could be an alternative therapy for social anxiety. Smelling someone's sweat is always bad? ? We'll find out on 1 or 0.
Botched it. That was a D.
I was on fire all day.
We have to keep this going right now. Sean in Hartford, welcome to Scalzo and Bross. We're presented by Bud Light. What do you got? That was horrible.
Can I redeem myself?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Doing good, other than getting yelled at.
I would say Jordan Love, he sat behind Aaron Rodgers for 3 years. I mean, there's quarterbacks that come in, and they have to be thrown into the wolves, and he's got to watch an MVP quarterback do his thing. I think the guy we should worry about is Matt LaFleur as our coach and play calling. How many times did Aaron Rodgers bail his butt out by calling audibles? That's the guy we need to worry about is Matt LaFleur.
Thank you for the call, Sean and Hartford. I think it's interesting, right, when you look at what is going to create success
or
put Jordan in a position to succeed. Coaching, and I wouldn't just limit it to Matt LaFleur, because LaFleur's talked about the need to extend his focus elsewhere. You also have to include their offensive coordinator, Adam Stenovich, who I thought got a straight free pass for everything last year. Is it the offensive line? Is it the wide receivers? Who knows?
Woody J., the heir to Johnson & Johnson's fortune and current owner of the New York Jets, where Aaron Rodgers plans to play, said he's getting a little anxious for the trade to get done. We will talk about... Oh, gosh. Let's just go to 1 or 0 next.
You stink.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo & Brust.
I can't get the image out of a full movie theater watching Josh's sex tape. You guys would be there.
Go, baby, go. I'd be, you know, Joshy, I'd be cheering my ass off for you. You good?
Yeah. No.
Painting pictures. It's Picasso.
No, I would be right there next to you, Ben, like right next to you in the seat. Our legs would be touching. And I would push for it to be nominated for Short Film of the Year.
Yeah. Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And by the time she wakes, I'll be halfway to my mama's home. You just don't know.
Day in the Badgers, rolling strong. 21 minutes and 45 seconds left for you to give a gift to the wonderful University of Wisconsin. 5,800 gifts plus given. $1.4 million, close to $1.5. Let's get there in 20 minutes, people. Get to that $1.5 million, because just know every gift matters. It doesn't matter about the size of the gift, but there are ways your impact can be doubled with matching opportunities. Get on social media with hashtag Day of the Badger. It's the best way to get involved and help make University of Wisconsin a world-class institution that I and Greg Scalzo graduated from.
With that grammar, was that correct?
Hope so. Dayofthebadger.org.
Where did you direct your donation to?
In between Carbone Cancer Center and School of Ag and Life Sciences, but just like knowing that I got a degree from the School of Ag and Life Sciences and I enjoyed taking those classes. Like,
this is like post-bribery. Like, hey, I graduated, now I'm paying you back for allowing me to graduate.
Payola.
It's not how I look at it. I look at it as my alumni spirit giving back to the place where they had comfy chairs and I took 20 credits with one professor who was amazing.
All right.
DayOfTheBadger.org.
DayOfTheBadger. I'd put all mine towards Carbone Cancer Center, something Benny and I are both very involved with and something that is a huge benefit to the entire state.
I just know that I will have opportunities to do that. You know, in all the GAC events.
You don't have to defend, like, that's the weirdest complex. Like, you got so weird
because I was
over the last 3 minutes.
Because Carbone Cancer Center means a lot to me, but I also know there's going
to
be other...
You donated to them. You said you donated to them.
No, I haven't yet, but there will be events throughout the year that I can.
You already said you split your donation between Carbone and the School of Ag.
No, I just gave to School of Ag. I must have said that wrong.
I feel like you're lying so
I'm
much
not.
That you can't even keep track of your lies.
Just go to dayofthebadger.org and get to 1.5 million.
Steph in Ottawa. Steph, welcome to Scalzo and Ross, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. We've been talking a lot about Jordan Love, whether or not he's put in a position to succeed. Help Benny out here. What do you got for us?
I did not put us in a position to succeed.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, and thanks for being the best show on the planet.
Yeah.
I mean,
I just wanted to talk about all the Twitterverse and what they're saying about Corey Davis as being part of a trade. I get that. He's a veteran option, 28 years old. But have they seen his cap hit? It's $11.7 million, and the Jets could cut the guy for about $700K. So there's no incentive for the Packers to take on that cap hit, especially that they have to fit their draft class and so on and still fit under the cap. So I'd much rather take a flyer on a guy like Denzel Mims on a cheap deal. And I know they're not going to include Elijah Moore in the deal, so that's probably not an option. But I don't know. I just see Corey Davis' name everywhere. I'll let you get to it, and thanks again.
Steph, before we let you go, are you willing to accept the great award of official and unofficial Canadian of the Scalzo and Russ family?
Yes, I'd be honored. Thank you. You guys make everyone day brighter. And we have a lot of Packers fans up here, and I'm glad I could be an honorary member of the show.
All right. Thank you, Steph, in Ottawa. Joshy, can you... I want to go... Let's go do a remote in Canada. Let's do a broadcast. Let's do an event up there in Ottawa.
The capital city, baby.
Yeah, Ben's been there before. I want nothing to do with
it. Just leg cramp.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
You can watch Ben struggle.
Oh gosh,
on the stream.
You're gonna cut that on the stream, aren't you?
You did just fire up out of nowhere.
I don't want anything to do with Corey Davis, to be honest. I understand maybe if you took a flyer on him, but the cap hit, as Steph mentioned, and who does he get excited? Like, I would rather roll it out and be like, you know what? We've got these young guys and we're going to have to figure it out.
Let it rip with those guys.
If you get a few veterans that are cheap that you could, you know, take from a stability standpoint, great. But I feel like they've already missed out on a lot of opportunities to do so. They need, to me, a possession wide receiver. And I think that's a big piece of a lot of this. 800-990-3776 and 800-990-ESPN. Jason, in Madison, the official and official bodyguard of the Scalzo and Russ family, 64270.
It's actually a big deal.
Jason, my guy, what's going on?
Jason, How you brothers doing, man?
Just get that radio for us down a little bit, then you fire away.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was, man. Sorry. How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah, well, I haven't had a chance to talk to you yet, Benny, and I am proud of you for bringing home that chip. You know, bringing it home to the old rec leaguers, man, showing out with a triple-double. Way to go, brother.
I appreciate it.
Now, a lot of other people, man, are afraid of change. Excuse me, I'm sorry. And that's what's going on here, man, is the fear of the unknown. You know, for myself personally, I thrive in those types of situations. And just like with the Badger football program, all this change is so exciting. And I'm just looking forward to what comes next. I'm not afraid of it. It's sports, man. You know, there's so many other important things in life that people are dealing with. We're blessed to have the awesome sports that we have in the state of Wisconsin, and we need to just enjoy it. Stop with all the vitriol and love each other, man. Love you guys.
Love you, Jason. Thank you for the call. What a great message from our guy, Jason of Madison. Embrace the change. And that's what I said. I think it'll be a fun year if the expectation from Packers fans are, hey, if we could win 7-8 games, that's awesome. That's success. We're going to go out. We're looking for Jordan Love to impress. We're looking for him to ultimately have a 2008 Aaron Rodgers-like season where you might not win a lot of games, but you show flashes and you start to build something with these young guys. And I think that's the right attitude to have from our guy, Jason, in Madison. Now, Dan and Tosa says, geez, guys. Always is going to be good when it starts with geez. Geez, guys, it's getting really hard listening to you guys bash the Packers and Love over and over. Yeah, I know you're going to say you're not bashing Love, but honestly, guys, that's what it sounds like every show. How about you show some support and offer content on how we can succeed and will succeed? Just a thought. And I'll say this, like, I'm rooting for Jordan Love. I can't tell you how many times I've talked about him being a good dude, a high character guy, somebody who I think is going to be great for the state of Wisconsin, will be a good representative for the franchise. He's well liked by his teammates. If you're going into the season thinking, hey, we're going to have the same expectations that we've had for the last 3 or 4 years, which is Super Bowl or bust, and this is Packers title town stuff, you're setting yourself up to fall on your face. And if you want to listen to a show where we sit here and we blow smoke up your you-know-what and just tell you how great they're going to be, even if we don't believe it, then there's plenty of other shows that'll do that, but this isn't one of them. Like, I think Jordan Love can be a very good quarterback in the NFL. I think that he can be a very successful quarterback with a long career in Green Bay and have great success. I don't think that the Packers this upcoming season in 2023 are set up to return to the heights that Aaron Rodgers had them at from 2019 through 2021. Those 3 years, you had 13 wins apiece. I don't think that they're going to be back there this year, and that's okay. That's not ripping Jordan Love. That's not ripping the Green Bay Packers. Do I think the Packers did some stuff bad over the last year that resulted from them having that expectation to this expectation? Yes. But if their answer to that is, we know that we were going to have a reset year, and this is the year we decided to hit the reset button because we think that Jordan Love is the guy in the next 5 years with Love and Watson and Dobbs are going to be that much better, I hope they're right, and I'm rooting for them to be right, and I think it's possible that they are right. But 2023 ain't going to be a return to 13-3.
And one thing to add on to what he texts in, offer some content on how he can succeed and will succeed. That, like, you can't do that. Like, we can't. If you want us to, hey, Greg, let's do it. Ready? Dude, those 10 snaps against Philly? Are you kidding me? If he replicates that in a 17-game season after never seeing the field and having nobody to throw to, they're going to be amazing. It's going to be an amazing year. Like, I don't want to sit here and lie to you, Dan. I want you to become more educated about where your expectations should be. And if you don't want to change those, that's your prerogative. And that's okay. There's a million fan bloggers who will tell you the over-under should be 9.5 and not 7. But the fact of the matter is, Vegas put it at 7.5, and we're looking at it through that lens. Not lying to you.
Ben Bruss tried to tease 1-0 last break unsuccessfully. I'll do it, but first Ben's going to tell us about Day of the Badgers because we've only got 13 minutes left.
13 minutes left to give to the University of Wisconsin. We're almost almost there. We are almost there. $1.45 million, just $500K more. And we are at $1.5 million, almost 6,000 gifts given. Dayofthebadger.org. That's dayofthebadger.org. And I'm going to keep the ball and not give it to Greg Scalzo because Jason and Madison.
Do you want to hear, do you want to see Keyshawn Nixon play offense next year? We'll hit that in 1 or 0 next on Scalzo and Bros, presented by Bud Light.
That's pretty good.
Keep it short.
That's pretty good.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
We were texting last night, by the way, me and Homer, because I watched The Greatest Showman. And he loves The Greatest Showman, and we're going to watch it together one day, I promise.
That was, a good distraction. Glad we did that.
Yeah, that was probably the least meaningful thing that may have ever been said on this show.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bud Light, Ben Bruss, Greg Scalzo, Joshy DiMaggio, you, the Scalzo and Bruss family, calling, texting, 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. The number to get into the show before we get to some 1 or 0. Ben, tell us about Day of the Badger.
I mean, 6 minutes left, Greg. 6 minutes to give to dayofthebadger.org. Almost to 1.5 million, up to 1.478. That's $1.478 million. And the gifts keep on coming in. 5,992, almost to 6,000. Share your pride, share your passion. Give to dayofthebadger.org to help maintain the University of Wisconsin as a fantastic institution.
Are you a 1 or a 0? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a 1 or a 0.
He's Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. We're your contestants for 1 or 0. Josh DiMaggio, your host. He asks us a question. We say 1 for yes, 0 for no. There is no gray area. Josh, you take it away.
A new study out of the Angela Ruskin University found that attending live sporting events results in higher scores in both life satisfaction and a sense of life being worthwhile from people who were polled in the first of its kind large-scale study. 1 or 0. Sports make life more worthwhile.
I'm going to go with 1. Sometimes sports betting does not. But 1 for sports making life more worthwhile. Without sports, I mean, it's in the fabric of my life. Whether it be going to a Final Four, setting the all-time three-point record at Wisconsin. I didn't get any cools there. Or winning my local private rec league and playing in the Holy Cross. I love sports. It's a part of my life, and I love watching sports. I love sports.
Of course, Ben made it all about himself on that one.
The question is, it makes life more worthwhile. Like, yes, know, to me it does.
I know, but you literally made it just singularly about yourself, which is the antithesis of why sports makes people's lives more satisfactory. Like, the idea of sports is that it unites people, it connects people, and ultimately it is a something for people to come together and celebrate. Like, that's why it makes life more worthwhile. Where else do you have an entire community gather? Where else do you have people of all different generations come together to, like, root on a football team on a Friday night at the local high school, or come together statewide for the Packers, or come together nationwide for the Olympics or other things? Like, that's why sports, ultimately, because it is a uniter and it binds people. We naturally, as human beings, are social people.
That's what I said.
And you made it all about you.
Heir to the Johnson & Johnson fortune and current owner of the New York Jets, where Aaron Rodgers plans to play next season, said he was anxious to get the trade with Aaron Rodgers done, but they are sticking with the plan. 1 or 0. Aaron Rodgers has or will eventually mention the jab to Johnson.
I'm going to go zero. If you're being paid $60 million, I think you keep that one comment to yourself. Money.
I mean, why? It's public. It's not like...
I guess it could be a good funny thing. Like, hey, Woody, how was your one jab? I got no jabs. I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't seem very natural to have that conversation. I would said, you know, having an anxious Woody may be a one. But other than that, I don't get it.
What does that mean? Like, why would he have an anxious Woody?
I'm saying we've all experienced an anxious Woody. I'm trying to land a joke, and it just didn't
matter. You could have done it in a different... No, no. Thank you, John. Yeah. It won't just be like a mention. Aaron Rodgers will have a meaningful conversation with Woody Johnson about COVID, about the vaccinations. Like, it's somebody who he... What's that?
Big Pharma.
Sure. It's something that he's passionate about. It's something that he believes he's educated in. And it's somebody who I think that he would definitely have a conversation.
That was an artfully placed believes in that sentence. Believes he's educated in.
Good with my
words,
Josh.
Was subtle until you spoke.
1-0, Woody Johnson will be one to put the end to the trade negotiations.
I'm going to go with zero. I actually think it's going to be the Packers. Like, the Packers are going to get to a point of the sooner they get to potentially having Aaron Rodgers anywhere near that building, they're going to be like, we got to do something. We got to get him out of town.
What was the question?
1-0, Woody will be the one to put an end to the trade negotiations, meaning he'll be the one who finally says, all right, let's do it.
It's everything that the Packers are hoping for. This is how the Packers win the trade if you're talking about compensation. Because Joe Douglas, I'm convinced, he's ready to dig in. Like, he comes from a strong background in Philadelphia where they know how to do deals. He worked with Howie Roseman. Like, he's not a guy who's going to jump in, and he worked with an owner there who doesn't get involved in the way that Woody Johnson does in football decisions. That will be an interesting power struggle, because if Woody comes in over the top, that means that Joe Douglas and, maybe even more importantly, Aaron Rodgers will be upset about it. And I do think at some point Aaron is going to get involved and be like, why? Like, don't, just wait.
Just Woody, wait, Woody. Just wait. Just wait.
Yesterday, Matt LaFleur did not rule out the possibility of defensive back and kick returner Keyshawn Nixon potentially being used on offense this year. 1-0. You want to see Nixon play some offense.
0. This doesn't work for Devin Hester. I don't want to see Matt LaFleur get... Like, I want him to figure out his offense first and, like, build with Jordan Love and the offensive line, the running backs, and the wide receivers. Throwing Keyshawn Nixon in the mix... Not interested. Let's just focus on him having a special team season worth the money you're paying him to be a special teamer.
See, I'm a one here. Who else are the playmakers on this team? Like, as sad as it is, this is going back to old, like the Bears, when they would be like, let's just try to do a jet sweep with Hester, you know, or Dante Hall. Or, like, I'm not saying, like, make him a regular starter, but... Is there a package where Keyshawn Nixon could be a part of and just get him the ball in space?
They've been missing a guy like that ever since Swervin' Irvin.
I was going to say, remember when he was the ultimate go across in motion guy?
The X-Factor.
And the whole offense got thrown off when he was gone.
So I would like to see him play some offense. Like, Christian Watson is a good athlete, but he's a straight line big runner. He's not like a quick twitch kind of guy. Dobbs is a route runner. He's not a quick twitch kind of guy. Neither is Torre.
Aaron Jones is the only quick twitch kind of guy.
Remember the Alan Lazard jet sweeps?
If only the guy could turn his hips, am I right?
That's mean.
What do you mean?
He just got paid guaranteed double-digit money.
Why is it mean?
I don't know why I'm defending Alan Lazard. It was just, you know, we've called him out for being a stiff who's only good at blocking so much. It starts to feel mean.
This is the one place you start feeling mean.
I draw the line at Alan Lazard.
dayofthebadger.org. Get your gifts in. dayofthebadger.org. Still accepting gifts, so get on down there. Make your final gifts to support the University of Wisconsin on the Day of the Badger. We'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll get back to the Packers, and I do want to talk a little bit more about Anxious Woody Johnson. It is Scalzo and Bruss presented by Bud Light.